Houston Station. Good morning, Jack Lovett for housekeeping.
Good morning. Go ahead, on to.
You guys please secure the source detectors in lab and node 1.
Lab and node 1. We'll put it in work and let you know when it's done.
Thanks, Herba.
Station, Houston on 2 for Jack. Lab and node 1, smoke detection is inhibited. Go for cleaning.
Go for cleaning. Houston Station, from Jack. Sorry, I'm a little slow this morning. I said node 1 and the lab, and what I meant to say was node 1, node 3, and the airlock.
Jack, we copy node 3 and airlock as well. Would you like us to re-enable the lab?
Fine. We'll get that vacuuming done soon here as well. Thanks. Sorry for my slow start.
No problem. We'll add airlock and node 3 to the list and let you know when those are complete.
Houston from Sophie, I'm jumping in. And if you can also please add node 2 and, of course, leave the lab done as well, because I'm going to jump into vacuuming now as well.
We got it, Sophie. We'll add node 2 and let you know when everything's ready to go.
Thank you. You're great.
And Station Houston on 2. Node 3, airlock, and node 2 have been added to the list. All those smoke detectors are inhibited, and you're go for cleaning.
Thank you so much. Houston from Sophie for vacuum.
Sophie, go ahead.
You can reactivate node 2 and the lab smoke detectors.
We copy node 2 and lab. We'll put that in work.
Thank you very much.
Good station, Jack, on 2 for housekeeping.
Jack, go ahead.
Can please re-enable node 3, node 1 of the airlock. And also, I gave the airlock smoke detector an extra couple tweets or two with the vacuum. See, there's a note on it in the daily summary today. Just curious if you're going to, if you think you're going to see anything different in the data, if there's anything else I could do to sort out whatever is causing the sensor issue with it.
Jack, we copy airlock node 1, node 3. We'll re-enable those, and we'll take a look at the data, see, and we can let you know either daily summary or next time we talk if we see anything different.
Yep, no worries. Happy to give it another vacuum or something else if you guys think we need it. Or, yeah, we'll get an update next time we chat. Thanks.
Sounds good.
Huntsville Station, Jack Hunt 2.
Station Huntsville.
Guys, happy Saturday. Just checking in on the payload NAS cleaning today. Hoping there's some time flexibility. Any chance I could either do it early at 15:30 or late at 17:30?
And Jack, give me just 1 minute to check on that. We do have some commanding we'll have to do prior, so I just want to verify that we can get that done for either of those windows.
Awesome. Thank you.
Station Huntsville, back with you on 2, Jack.
Sir.
Yes, we can realistically support either of those options. Like I said, the only constraint would be to power down the payload NAS from here on the ground. So if you could give us kind of a 10-minute warning, particularly for the 15:30 time frame, because we will have some LOS around that time, so we can get that done for you, but we can support really at any point.
Okay, if you're happy, then I'll just plan to do it at 15. I see how there's an LOS there, so how about I plan to do it at 15:45 so I can check in with you and make sure the savings are in place?
All right, sounds like a plan. Works perfectly for us. We'll talk to you at 15:45.
Good, then. Huntsville Station Jackson 2 for payload NAS cleaning.
And Huntsville's with you on 2. I can confirm that touch temps are met, and we have gracefully shut down the payload NAS, so you are go in step 1.3.2.
Thanks for this. Go in 1.3.2. Put it in work.